Hey, we are live. It's another Fish Fry Friday out here at Queen of All Saints off of Christopher in South County. We have a huge crowd here. The line is long for fish. The crew is assembled for a great little game we call The Price is Wrong. George Gray is here from The Price is Right in town to hang out with Mama May. By the way,
yes.
If we don't get something right off the bat here, I'm going to be in big trouble. You know who had a birthday yesterday? Take a guess.
Was it Judy?
It was Judy Reardon's birthday.
Judy Reardon!
March 27th.
Oh!
So,
happy birthday, Judy!
She, I always remember her birthday, I always remember Carol Daniels' birthday because it's the same.
Oh, nice. That helps. Yeah.
My former colleague from KMOX. All right, George, you ready for this game that we like to call The Price is Wrong?
Oh, do we get to do it now?
We get to do it. We're going to run the music back at the studio just a little bit different because, as you well know, I'm very skilled at screwing up the intro to the game. We're going to simplify the intro this afternoon.
Oh, we are?
And ladies and gentlemen, let me just introduce the voice of The Price is Right to play a game we call The Price is Wrong, George Gray.
And the crowd goes wild. Wild, I tell you.
Come on down.
Hi, everybody. Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to play a game called The Price is Wrong, Mark.
Woo.
It's amazing. What this is, if you've never heard of it, never seen it, these are real items that you can really get on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. They really exist in the St. Louis area right now. You can purchase these things. And what we're going to do is we're going to have these items up for bids for four contestants, Mark, Sue, Jane, and Fred. And then whoever gets the closest without going over on each one gets a point. And at the end, the person receives a fabulous no case.
Why is everyone equipped with like a little grid here for the game and I'm not?
And why are you looking at the items that have prices
really
on
didn't.
Them?
He doesn't have his
glasses on.
No,
he
I couldn't see
him
anyway.
Cheaty
right.
Cheaterson.
And George,
yes.
Let me explain.
Okay.
I think in my jet lag, I didn't put together a no-case prize.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't.
Oh.
So I think they'll get a big cookie.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. Right. Ooh.
All right. That could be very nice. I love that. All right. So we're going to kick off the show, and what we've got to do is say, hi, Mama May and Judy Reardon. Woo!
Hey, Mama May and Judy Reardon.
Oh, awesome. Okay, here we go. So this is the first item up for bids on The Price is Wrong. Here we go. The description? 1987 Ford Escort Sedan FD.
Huh.
4D, sorry. 1987 Ford Escort Sedan. Here we go. And this is the description. 1987 Ford Escort in great condition. AC works. New wipers, front suspension. All new this fall. Brand new white walls with a lot of exclamations. Two sets of keys. Great car to impress a first date.
No, that is so false. Yeah.
Open to trade for a boat or camper. I'll even throw in a case of Milwaukee's Best for free.
Wow.
This brings back high school.
So this is a 1987 Ford Escort. And keep in mind, this is what you want to bring and show the ladies on the first date. Let them know that you have really, you've hit success.
I had a blue Escort in 1982. One of the first ones that rolled off.
And I bet it was in 1982.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go. Mark, what would you bid for this fabulous, fabulous car? Guaranteed. If you were single again, wow. The ladies would come running.
I'm going to say $1,300, George.
$1,300.
Dang it,
okay,
Mark.
Fair enough.
Does it say the mileage, George? I realize it's 1987.
It's old.
Yeah, all right.
It's
a lot.
I mean, it looks good.
It doesn't really matter.
It's a good-looking car, and it'll get you, you know, the guys would just come running.
Yeah.
They want a reason to talk to you, see what the stoplight, and they would say, hey, nice car.
And the case of the beast.
Yes.
I am going to say $900.
$900. Okay. Wow. Not a big fan of the year 1987. What did 1987 do to you?
I can't say.
George Michael was just starting.
He was.
Okay. Jane.
Okay. I'm going to go with, you know, I think y'all are underestimating the Escort.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going 1301. Whoa, I'm
1301. Ooh.
Aggressive.
We'll now, see if Fred's paying attention here.
1301,
Jane. Now,
yeah.
Fred, I have heard that you know a lot about Escorts.
I don't know.
I just hear that on the street.
I've heard rumors, too.
A lot of things on
Fred.
Facebook about that.
Fred.
So,
I'm awake enough to say 1302.
1302. Oh.
Fred, at two, Brutus?
Wait, what did he say? 1302.
Yeah.
Oh, Fred, I think that's nicely played.
Well, Jane tried to $1 the whole thing
I'm
with being not the final bidder.
You copycat.
All right, this is my show. So we got 1300, 900, 1301, 1302. How much would you pay for a fabulous 1987 Ford Escort? Guaranteed to bring in the gals. $4,500.
Oh, my goodness. Way to go, Fred.
Wow.
I give me a high five.
The Hall of Famer. And I said don't underestimate the Escort.
Now, wait a second here.
That's all I
have to
say.
You're a car guy. Okay?
I am.
What would you say about that fair assessment of that? Is there something to that price or not?
I think that that person does not want to sell
okay,
that car.
There you go.
So, George, what car did you drive here today?
I drove my 1963 Oldsmobile F85 convertible.
Love that.
Yes.
It awesome. Looks great.
Where
party.
Are we going?
See? Yeah.
See?
That will bring the
brings
chicks.
The ladies. Yeah, there we go.
I'll be in a little
Jane,
older.
Meet George. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I'm a little older, but that's
what
okay.
What was the last time that I was in L.A.? I remember this.
Yes.
You picked me up at the Beverly Hills Four Seasons. I got to drop that in there. You had this beautiful red convertible.
Okay.
Which car was that?
I don't know.
Okay, it was beautiful, though. We no. rode around Hollywood. You know, do you have a lot of red cars that are convertibles?
I have a few red cars there.
Okay.
I have a Studebaker, a convertible Studebaker Lark, and then I have a 69 Firebird convertible.
I think it was that.
Maybe
it was that one.
Oh.
Could have been that one.
But do any of them have the Milwaukee's Beast?
maybe that's where Fred.
I'm a hillbilly, so don't put it past me.
Right.
Right.
Don't put it past me. Okay, is the next item up for bids on the Price is Wrong mark? And it is IKEA lamp. That is the description. IKEA lamp is the heading. And here's the description.
All right.
Don't look at this. Let's be real. It's a dark time right now. You may find yourself wondering whether there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but I have great news for you. There is. This lamp is tall enough that you can position it at nearly any tunnel you may find, but not so tall that it can get stuck inside the tunnel. We also have some mining lamps for sale, if that's more your style. They look oddly like this one with the base taken off and taped to a helmet. This lamp is gray, but produces light that contains almost all, if not all, the colors of the rainbow. We'll include additional colors on other spectrums of light. Upon buyer request.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
a lot of information. So obviously, once it went from medicinal to legal, this person then wrote themselves some copy for Craigslist. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Just taking a wild stab at that one. So, Sue, you can light up my life. How much would you pay?
What part of the old city is this from, George? Where does it say?
Yeah,
what's this listing from? Oh, it's just, but it's somebody
that
reselling
seems
IKEA.
It's unfair to have that information.
Yeah. I don't have that information.
No follow up.
It's an IKEA lamp.
Why can't I follow up? No. It says in the rules, no question.
Look, you tell me.
$50.
$50, okay. Yeah, I like that. Like, you're getting specific. Like, when you said car's broken down on the 270, I don't ask what color it is.
I could buy sometimes.
But
I
you could. Okay. Jane. How much would you pay?
I would pay, I think this guy's going to want $65.
$65 for an IKEA lamp. Not only an IKEA lamp, but it lights up your life.
I was going to say the colors, though.
The color of the spectrum.
All the spectrum.
Fred.
I'm going to go $30.
$30. Okay. And Mark, we've got $50, $65, and $30. For an IKEA floor lamp.
What's interesting is I had never been to the IKEA here in St. Louis
what?
Until a week ago with my
God.
Dad.
I
I've
love
been
the
to IKEA's before. I've never been to the one here.
I go
here.
There by myself.
I looked at some
Joy.
Lamps. I looked at some lamps. This is, I'm educated on this.
Oh, topic. You are? Okay.
Oh, you're jinxing
I'm
going to
$1 them. $1, George.
Oh.
You're going to go $1?
$1.
$1. So $1, $50, $65, $30. How much would you pay for a fabulous IKEA lamp? It is... $15.
Wow. Yes.
$15.
Thank you, crew. I'll take that victory.
Wow. That was a lot of copy for $15.
Yeah, right.
That was a lot of copy.
I give that person credit.
But it was worth it. You know, we're going to do this one. I like this. We're doing okay on time?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, fabulous. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Okay, here we go. This is disturbing.
Oh, good.
The description. Full-size wax figures dressed in Amish wardrobe.
Oh,
40 different sizes, ages male, femme.
Wait,
that's
40 different sizes?
40 different sizes.
40 different sizes of wax Amish figures.
Fred already has a collection.
And it says right? sizes/ages-male/femme. I'm just telling you what it says.
What it says.
That is how they wrote it,
yeah.
And that is how I'm reading it, as per the rules of The Price is Wrong. Okay, and here's the description. Selling 40 full-sized wax figures slash vinyl, I don't know what that means, in Amish wardrobe from the Amish farm and house tourist attraction. Oh, I think we've all been there. Originally from the Lancaster Wax Museum, okay, in a barn-raising scene. Mostly all of them believed to be made by Dorfman Museum figures out of Baltimore. I want to sell as a set. Comes with an animatronic dog as well.
This is a crazy item.
This is a lot.
Wait a minute. It's yes. so weird that it might be true.
Yeah.
No, this is real.
I think it's real.
And I wish you could see this if you're listening. These can best be said they are creepy. These are very, very creepy figures.
40 of them.
And the way that they make them look Amish is just by putting beards on them. I think even the dog has a very short, shaggy beard.
Can I ask you a question? Are these like life-size figures?
These are, these are 40 different sizes. Okay. People come in different sizes, Mark.
Okay. Okay. They're not like mini figurines, I guess, is what I'm trying to establish.
No.
These are life-size.
Got it.
I don't think I have storage for this.
And you know what's nice is no matter what we say about the Amish right now, we're not upsetting them because they're not listening.
True.
They're not.
Absolutely.
So we are safe to make Amish jokes right now.
Okay. So I saw the Witness. So I'm
good
schooled.
Movie. Yeah. What do you got?
Oh, I'm going.
I don't think it was
big.
Called The Witness, by
but
the way.
Witness.
You sound like
okay.
my mom.
Okay.
You know, it's called Witness.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That was kind of funny.
Okay. So I'm going to go with. I'm going big.
Okay.
I think it's going to be like $8,000.
$8,000. $8K. I like it.
These were in a museum.
Okay, sure, Jane.
What
go
would
with
you
that.
Do, what would you do with 40 life-size Amish wax figures?
I would have a storage problem.
Just think.
You know what though? I live on the hill. I would probably disperse them among
Display
everyone
them.
I know.
Oh yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Just think of how badly you disturb the neighbors.
I mean, the Amish would infiltrate the hill.
It's crazy. Okay, here we go, Fred. What do you say?
I'm going to say $4,000.
$4,000.
Wait a minute. Figuring there's 40 of them.
There's 40.
Figuring they're like maybe $40 a piece.
I mean, the
like
life size situation.
Wow. Just think, you know what? It's a lonely day. You want to go to a movie. You take one of the Amish guys with you, right?
Yeah.
You're in the carpool lane. It's a 2+. You're going to get you. The cops are going to pull you over. No, you're not. You got a trunk load of Amish.
I do.
You can take his beard off if you don't like it. That's what I'm getting.
Exactly. Yeah. You can change it. Boy, Sue's already trying to change her man.
The animatronic doll.
Animatronic.
Yeah.
Just think about it. The magic.
That one would stay on my
I'm going to say $1,500, George.
$1,500, okay. So we've got $8,000,
$4,000,
$1,500,
and
Sue. $1,501.
I knew it was coming.
$1,501.
Very aggressive.
Beat down on Fish Fry Friday.
Uh-huh.
I'm so scared to say Fish Fry Friday, by the way. I know I speak for a living, but man.
Right.
I'm in a church and I'm rolling the dice when I say that fast. I'm just like, please, Jesus, make me say this properly.
I've been practicing for weeks.
Oh, mercy. Mercy. Give me strength, Lord. Okay, here we go. $1,500, $1,501, $8K, $4K. Actual price to disturb your family, friends, and the entire neighborhood with Amish figures is $3,000.
Wait.
Sue!
Whoa. Sue got it.
I overestimated the Amish.
Yeah, don't do that.
Wow. And the animatronic, whatever you say.
For $8,000, you could probably get 40 Amish to come to your house.
Yeah. Maybe. Or maybe I could get double.
I'm guessing. I'm guessing they'd stay as long as you want.
We would
track, and you know how you said that Adam Sandler, your producer, has a spreadsheet director. We probably have this also for The Price is Wrong. And I guess if you would check that, I don't think we've ever had bids that have been that high. That was like... You know,
that was the highest I've ever heard.
$15,000 in bids there, George. That's a record.
But these are wax figures.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true.
But you know what? This is Fish Fry Friday.
It was warranted. Yeah.
Whoa.
All right, next item.
I know. But you see how I double clutched before I said it? I was like, come on, please, get it right.
Okay. Everybody's won one but me.
Do we got time for a couple more?
We got time.
Good.
We may stay till 7. So
I like the way this is going. Okay. So far, Mark has one, Sue has one, Fred has one, and Jane bringing up the rear.
Goose egg.
The old goose egg.
I've overestimated the escort. I've overestimated the Amish. I better just bid $1.
I was
time to rally.
Come on. Here we go. All right. This is a good one now. This is a very, very good one.
Okay.
And the title is Glorious Starter Potato. Glorious Starter Potato. And the description. In spring cleaning, I was cleaning out a back cabinet and found a glorious starter potato. I feel sad just chucking him, since he's made such an impression in attempt at life and propagation. If you have a yard or garden and would be willing to take this glorious plant from my hands for a fair price, it's all yours. One spud for one stud.
My gosh. Wait.
So not only would you get a potato, you get to meet a fascinating person.
People take the time to do this.
I don't know.
I didn't
I don't. Wait a minute. All this is going to be a potato with sprouts growing.
It's a potato with tubers. If you can see that, it's a potato with tubers.
Okay. That's fair.
So
it's
so,
got a lot of them.
I like that it's spring cleaning is why you should take a potato out. Like,
that bothered me.
Why would you sell it?
I think Jane's first.
Darn it.
Is Jane first?
I haven't been first.
Oh, then you're first now.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
No, wait a second. Sue was last, so who's first if Sue is last?
I think I'm first.
Fred.
Fred's first. Sorry, I almost cheated Fred.
Yeah. No, I'd rather not be first.
No, he'd rather not.
What do you bid?
I'm going to bid $2.
Oh, $2.
Dang it.
But you would make such a good friend, too. I bet you would always stay in touch with this person. I think once you met this person, not only would you have a potato
spud?
Growing, you'd have a friendship growing.
A spud stud.
Mark.
This is ridiculous.
Thank you.
I don't even know how to assess this, but I'll say $3.
$3. Sue.
$1, George. And I don't even want to pay that.
You have to. You have to pay at least $1. Okay?
And
Jane, this is a chance for you.
Right.
So we have $1, $2, and $3. This is your chance to, you can win a point right now.
I know.
People are here.
I know.
Waiting.
Okay. I mean, this is probably not the way to go, but I'm going. Can I just say, I'll just go with $4.
You're going to go with $4.
Because of the stud.
That's your only move.
It's my only move.
Well, because it would not, would it be allowed? You can't really $1
cents.
Or $1, right? That's
or $1
as low as you can
and go 1 cent.
Yeah.
Can you $1 or $1?
In other words, can you 1 cent or $1?
Can I just say just 101?
This is not trailer park prices, right? We're not doing it in cents.
Well, I'm just asking
this.
We've been
potato.
On for 53 years.
We're dealing with the potato.
Then I was interpreting the rule correctly. You can't do that.
Right, so that's why I went with $4. I had no choice.
Thanks for watching the show once. One time in your entire life.
I was unclear about the differences between the Price is Right and the Price is Wrong. There are some differences. Drew's
clearly
not at this table.
I mean, but you probably are the trailer
boy. All right. We've got $1, $2, $3, and $4.
Yeah.
And the actual price to make a friend and a potato... $8. Jane wins one.
Jane's on the board.
Yes, I am on the board, baby.
Amazing.
Bring it.
Amazing. Way to do it.
That is hilarious.
I did not underestimate the spot.
We have time for two more, George.
Two more.
For two more?
Yep.
Okay, perfect,
perfect.
This is great.
Winners.
This is great.
Until Mark wins.
I got two good ones. Here we go. So right now, everybody has one. Okay, here we go. Hoverboard cart, and the cart is spelled with a K, okay? So it's that clever way. Hoverboard cart. Here we go. This one-of-a-kind awesome scooter cart is sure to be an attention grabber. Made from an old grocery cart frame, a two-wheeled self-balancing board, and some ingenuity, LOL. Use it to cruise your favorite fishing hole or campsite without the hassle of having to lug everything yourself, making trip after trip. Okay, and I'm going to show it to you just because I want you to see.
Yeah, I'd like to see the visual.
Yes.
Wow.
It's that good. So.
Oh, I totally love that.
So basically what this is, if you're listening.
Mark needs that.
If you're listening, imagine taking a shopping cart, okay? Stealing a shopping cart and having it in your home. And then thinking to yourself, well, what do I do with a shopping cart that I just took? Now also imagine yourself drinking that entire case of Milwaukee's Best from the Ford Escort.
Sure.
And then getting out a Sawzall, cutting up the grocery cart, taking a fishing net, and stringing it to the cut-up golf cart. That is what you're purchasing, okay? That is...
Did the hoverboard make it?
I don't know what he means by hoverboard.
I think you're underestimating the technology here.
This is truly genius. So we're gonna... Well, you haven't gone first yet, have you?
No, but it's fine. He wants to go first.
Oh, you have gone first.
Yeah, she's gone first because we're in order. I'm first here.
Okay.
$20.
$20. Sue.
I'm going to go higher than that.
I bet you will.
$30.
$30, okay, for a illegally chopped up grocery cart with a fishing net on it.
Jane.
What do you say, Jane?
I'm going to go with $70.
$70.
The hoverboard. The hoverboard is worth some money.
It is a hoverboard. It does bring the money to the table.
Yeah.
Fred?
Well... I don't want to do this to you, Sue.
But he's gonna.
But I'm going to say $31.
Wow.
Fred.
$31.
Fred likes that range between $31 and $70. I get it.
Yeah.
No, that
did
is.
You,
that
did you think that
most.
$30 was the highest bid?
$70.
70 is the highest bid.
Yeah. Right.
So you're trying to thread the needle.
Yes. I am. Yes.
Okay.
In between the 30 a big gap. And the 70.
I do love it all the time, though. One of my favorite things on The Price is Right is somebody will go, like the first person. This is my favorite. Is the first person will go $500, and the second goes $501. And then I love it. And then the third person goes $502, and then the fourth person goes $503.
So that does happen on does it happen?
It's rare. Okay. It's rare, but it's like people get so excited.
Yes.
It's like you know there's three people after you, right?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Not, though.
Okay. So trying to thread the needle, did he do it? 20, 30, 70, and 31 actual price for a little bit of hillbilly heaven is $200.
Whoa. I kind of felt
they,
it. Coming.
I did not underestimate the hoverboard.
Well, I think you gave that one up because you when I heard you questioning Fred's threatening, you should have faked him out and said, no, what I meant is 71, George.
Wink. That would have been a dirty win.
All of a sudden, she's vaulted into the lead.
You all are really, really sucking.
Okay.
Actually, now see, did you hear that?
Wow.
Because I'm always the loser, so you guys must be way off base.
Wow, what trash talking. I didn't know she was a Cubs fan. All right.
Oh!
Alabama, this is bad.
Roll Tide, roll.
Okay, so this is the last one. Do we have to hurry or are we good?
We're all right.
Okay, we're all right. Here we go. Now, this is the five. I saved the best item for last. It is a great item, and it's a great description. And again, if you're listening and want this, you can purchase this. You can have this. This could be yours. I know you're interested. You look gorgeous in it. Trust me. Okay, here we go. And the item is beautiful Italian paperweight. Beautiful Italian paperweight. Okay? And it's a long description, but it's good. So I'm going to read it. Here we go. I'll read it quickly. Don't need a paperweight? Of course you don't. How about an Italian money toilet? Some of you may recognize this as a 2004 Maserati coupe. Don't let that gorgeous Italian body fool you, though. This car is Satan's chariot to hell or bankruptcy. See why it's good for church?
Yes.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's
perfect. Perfect.
It is really. That's why I like this one. I do not exaggerate when I say that this car has been in the shop half of the time I've owned it in the last 6 months. And again, I have to shout when things are in all caps.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to be shouting in a second. In the last 6 months, I have put $11,000 into parts and labor, and the thing still isn't right. I'm not rich. I'm just an average dude that always wanted a Maserati. Since I was a kid, I lusted after those Italian curves and exhaust note. Now my own kids come to me and ask me why there's no food to eat, and the electricity has been turned off, and I have to tell them it's because Daddy's car is sick again. The voodoo priests at the Maserati dealer insist it's fixed, but it is not. Come take a look at it. It's beautiful. It will let you down.
Wow.
I love this.
First of all, I want to buy this guy a glass of Chianti. He's had a really hard time.
Yeah.
He needs a little Italian vacation. You know, maybe go to Olive Garden or something like that.
What?
Wow.
So this man has truly suffered for his Maserati.
It's an actual car.
It's an actual car.
Just doesn't work.
It is Satan's chariot.
Yes.
Who's first?
This is tough.
It's going to be Sue.
Oh, crap. All right. Satan's chariot.
Satan's chariot. It will let you down, but it's beautiful. Italian curves.
And he put 11 grand.
You think you're meeting guys in the escort.
Well,
what do you think is going to happen in this baby?
I've ratcheted it up.
Because, of course, it's going to be broken down, so a guy's going to stop at the road, say, do you need help?
Is it convertible or no?
It is not.
George, I'm going to say...
That's going to be the determining factor. Of course it
is. I'm going to say $90,000.
Wow.
Okay.
That is now the highest bid we've ever had on The Price is Wrong.
We're setting records.
By a long way.
Keep in mind that this is for all the marbles. Actually, you've got two, right?
I've got two.
Yeah, but you know what we're doing? Because you were trash talking, this is worth seven. So anybody could win this now. Anybody can win this. See, what have we learned?
I know. We've learned.
Humility.
Yes.
Humility. It's part of the homily next week. We'll get to it.
Okay, thank you,
Okay,
sir.
Jane.
Well, you're 90,000? Okay, I'm going with...
$45,000. Okay.
Fred.
Again, this is a 2004 Maserati coupe.
Okay, I'm going to go with
$30,000.
I think that's
Mark, have you ever been shopping
9,001.
9,001?
90,001. Sorry.
90,001.
90,001 dollars.
So we have 90,000, 40,000, 30,000. That sound that I had to make because we don't have a buzzer.
Everybody's over.
Yep.
Wow.
All right, we got to do this fast. Now we're going to run out of time.
Okay.
All right,
you ready?
Okay, go.
20 grand.
20 grand. Go. Jane.
8,000.
Fred.
$1.
$1?
$1.
Okay, yeah.
Mark.
$2.
$2. The actual price, $16,000. Jane actually sweeps it. Jane wins. Out of nowhere, the comeback kid from behind. Right. Cinderella story.
She'll spike the ball when we come back from the break. Hang on. Sue's got traffic. We're live at Queen of All Saints. That's just terrible that she won of all people. I would have rooted for anyone else.
Take it away, Sue.